right, so I'll play it three to twice. I'll try to play it kind of simple the first time and then with more stuff the second time. Complete. Okay. I was playing it with someone last night, just to make sure I remembered it. And the guitar player said that in the B part, go into the B minor chord, and then he was doing like an F sharp minor chord. It's kind of fun, like the second or third time through. So something you can play with. So.
F sharp minor.
Yeah, it sounded great. It sounded awesome.
F sharp A C.
You have to mark.
No. If you're a dead gad, it's not.
No.
So,
F sharp minor.
F sharp minor.
You play like the first part of the A part or something?
I don't know. I only play dot cats, so I don't know. Okay. So there's a lot of repeated notes, which is why I picked this. So once we learn one phrase, we'll hear it again a lot. Okay. Okay. So I'll just play the first phrase slowly. Okay. Melody players. Ready? Just do this much. Just listen to it once. Ready, go. So, I guess, should we go ahead and do the B part, or do you want me to show you some dirt in there first? I don't know. Okay. B part. Right. Someone who's decisive. Do the B part.
Show us like two. Wait, throw in two things or something. And
okay.
Then move on.
All right. For fiddlers, I'm not sure how this would do on a tenor guitar. Maybe you could do. You might can do a triplet on this, but.
Oh sure.
It's rolling. I don't know if you can do rolls. So it's rolling waves, right? So as many rolls as you can fit in there. Good. So you can roll on the F sharp. Or you can roll on the open string. Which I usually like to roll the open D string. Because it's big and loud. And kind of. Can you roll it? You can't roll on the D? You guys can't roll on your D? Thank you. So just listen one time.
Just keep playing D until you get large, and then no, D's and G's.
D's and G's and A's. action. So I would, what I would do for learning it is just learn it straight D, like
DGA.
Yeah, DGA, until you get it down. And then if you're comfortable, then try. Does that help? Okay. Does anyone remember the A part? Okay. So let's, why don't we try to put them together? We'll do the A twice slowly and the B twice slowly. I know. I was like, does anyone remember the A? Okay. Here we go. Just to remind you, this is how it starts. Anybody remember that? Okay. Okay. Here we go. Ready, go. So don't land on that D. So go as if you're going to go down to the D, but right after the E, we're going to play an F sharp. So just listen to it. 1 second. It's hanging, we're hanging. Back to the A.
Okay.
Does that make any sense? Stuart's looking at me like I'm crazy. Okay, so let's just try it. It'll make sense once you try it. So we'll do it. Let's do the B into the A. Ready, go. Chances. Well, six chances. Get it right.
Try to do an F sharp minor and D. And then there's one spot.
Well, now I'm sorry I mentioned the minors. Forget the minors. That's just if you're playing around and bored.
I think a B minor and a D, you're kind of
interchangeable.
Yeah.
Okay. So from the top, three times, and we'll keep it kind of slow. I guess. Okay. Ready, go. Just to see what happens. The wheels fall off or not.